Chapter 2, Categories of Pesticides and General Use and Hazards. This chapter presents a quick summary of pesticides by category of use. Specific details can be found in references that we're providing with materials for this chapter, as well as by reviewing safety data sheets and labels for products being used on the farm. Here, we're discussing the active ingredients in this chapter, but as we discussed in Chapter 1, there are other inactive ingredients in pesticide formulations that may also have health risks not included in the discussions in this section. Our first category are insecticides, so things that kill bugs. The first category is organochlorine pesticides. These pesticides are often called contact insecticides and include compounds such as DDT, dieldrin, endrin, and heptachlor. They accumulate in fatty tissue of organisms and are highly persistent in the environment. The oldest and best known chemical in this category, DDT, has been banned in many parts of the globe, including the US. In fact, the US EPA has cut back on the formerly broad availability of organochlorines. Dieldrin was banned in 1974, but is still allowed for use as termite treatment. Aldrin was banned in 74, endrin in 84, heptachlor had its use registration canceled in 1974, and DDT was banned in the US in 1972, but these are still available globally. These chemicals are neurotoxicants. Exposures even for short periods can result in convulsions, nausea, muscle weakness, and provide other symptoms. Long-term exposures include damage to the liver, kidney, central nervous system, thyroid, and bladder, with some evidence indicating it causes cancer. While these chemicals are banned in the US, they may be available internationally, so references are provided to understand specific hazards if this is relevant to where you live. Organophosphate pesticides. These include a wide variety of compounds, including chlorpyrifos, diazinon, zichlorvus, and malathion. These compounds are often used as insecticides. They are acutely toxic to bees, wildlife, and also humans. Organophosphate pesticides are often called OPs. They affect the nervous system, acting to phosphorylate the acetylcholinesterase enzyme, ACAG, at the nerve endings. This means that there is an overstimulation because excess acetylcholine in the nerve endings. At high doses, high acetylcholine concentration causes muscle contraction. At skeletal muscles, you may see muscles twitching, but they can also paralyze the cells. This can also impair the diaphragm, which then can cause respiratory paralysis. Inhalation, ingestion, and dermal penetration are all important routes of exposure that can lead to toxic effects. Each compound has different dose-response relationships. For example, parathion has a lethal dose 50, which is an LD50, where 50% of the exposed group dies, 50% lives, when 3 to 8 milligrams is ingested per kilogram of body weight of the person or thing ingesting it. But fosalone has 150 milligram per kilogram LD50. There is a wide range of LD50s across this OP group. Some organophosphates, diazinon, are readily stored in the fat and have delayed toxicity when it is then later released from the fat. It is important to prevent exposures from multiple routes, inhalation, ingestion, and dermal contact, to prevent acute exposures. Should symptoms develop, communication with healthcare provider regarding the compound is needed so that it can be determined whether atropine sulfate or other compounds should be administered as an antidote. It is important to know that some compounds have had use restricted or discontinued. Parathion is no longer registered for use in the US. Chlorpyrifos has been banned from use in the home and as of August 2022 is now banned from use on any food crop. Diazinon and malathion are still in use. Neonicotinoids. This is a class of neuroactive insecticides. These typically are added to treat the seeds and currently represent about 25% of the global market for insecticides. Mixed-use chemicals we'll talk about next. Carbamates. There are about 25 types of carbamates, which are used as selective herbicides insecticides, and fungicides. They act as a contact pesticide and is an oral ingestion poison. Examples include carbofuran and methocarb. N-methylcarbamate esters cause the reversible carbamylation of the ACHG or acetylcholinesterase, allowing again accumulation of acetylcholine just like the organophosphates. The carbamylation of ACHG is easier to dissociate compared to the phosphorylation ACHG complex from the OPs, which means that poisoning with carbamates tend to have shorter durations than with the OP poisonings. However, inhalation, ingestion, and dermal absorption are all critical routes of exposures that need to be considered when protecting people from carbamate compounds. Pyrethroids, these are the main component of commercial insecticides and repellents. These synthetic compounds are lipophilic, they like to go to the fat, and is resistant to rain wash-off in plants and insects. Compounds include permethrin. Pyrethrins are absorbed across the gastrointestinal tract and pulmonary membranes, but only slightly across intact skin. This does not have the same cholinesterase enzyme issue of the OPs or carbamates, but it still can cause contact dermatitis, so problems directly to the skin. In many formulations of this pesticide, the inert chemical may have significant toxicity relative to the pyrethrins. Reported poisonings, however, include signs and symptoms of toxicity, include abnormal facial sensations, dizziness, headache, vomiting, diarrhea, and irritability to sound and touch. In more severe cases, pulmonary edema, fluid in the lungs, seizures, and coma can develop. So let's move on to some herbicides, so things that get rid of weeds. Glyphosate-based pesticides, these compounds are herbicides that are broad-spectrum and non-selective. These are widely used in agriculture and forestry operations, particularly on what's called Roundup-ready crops. In the Midwest, those are soy and corn. And the general public also uses glyphosate to control weeds around the house. It does have a low acute toxicity in mammals, but there have been reports of poisonings in humans, which may be related to the organic surfactant, those inert ingredients, not the glyphosate itself. Most severe signs and symptoms appear to be from oral ingestion, where cardiovascular, respiratory, and renal systems may be affected. Note that Roundup, the main chemical sold with glyphosate, has been banned in more than 20 countries and has been linked to an increased risk of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The US EPA has reviewed the chemical and determined in 2020 that it is unlikely to be a human carcinogen, which remains the same position in late 2022. This is subject to change over time. So as of this recording in the middle of 2023, this is where the data stand. However, IARC has determined that glyphosate is a 2A possible human carcinogen, but the global debate is still in progress. Triazine pesticides, these are primarily herbicides, including atrazine, cyanazine, and simazine. Some of these compounds have been used as fungicides. Those are triazinine derivatives. These chemicals influence photosynthesis of plants, which stops their growth and eventually kills the plant. Pimetrazine is used as an insecticide for aphids and whiteflies. Atrazine is an endocrine-disrupting chemical and has caused tumors, breast, ovarian, uterine cancers, and has been found to cause leukemia and lymphoma. It has been banned in the European Union, but not in the US. It is one of the most commonly used herbicides in the US, used on crops such as corn, both field and sweet corn, sorghum, and sugarcane. Triazines are mild skin irritants, are highly irritating to the eye. EPA considers these compounds are possible human carcinogens, with some exceptions of some compounds in this category. Protections of skin, eyes, and respiratory systems are needed. Those are the triazine pesticides, which are mostly herbicides. Another category of herbicides are allied pesticides. This group includes Alachlor, acetachlor, and other compounds which are selective herbicides. Alachlor, which is in products called Lasso and Allinox, is a compound used for the production of corn, potatoes, cucumbers, and beets. Alachlor is a mild irritant that can cause vomiting, hypotension, and central nervous system depression. Yet another category of herbicides are the chlorpheniroxane herbicides. There are several hundred commercial products containing various forms of these compounds. These are often mixed into commercial fertilizers to control broadleaf weeds. Compounds include the much widely used 2,4-D, a common broadleaf pesticide used at home and on the farm, as well as 2,4-5-T and MCPP. These compounds have weird side effects that they inhibit the human taste receptors for sweets. Consumption of large amounts of chlorpheniroxane acids results in severe metabolic acidosis, which can result in electrocardiographic changes and muscle weakness. Some reports include peripheral neuropathy following dermal or ingestion of 2,4-D. More common symptoms of exposure include vomiting, diarrhea, headache, confusing, bizarre or aggressive behavior, peculiar odor on breath, possible elevated body temperature, muscle weakness, peripheral neuropathy, or loss of reflexes. Protection from eye, skin, and respiratory tract are needed. The last category of herbicides are quaternary ammonium salts. This category includes paraquat and diquat, a common herbicide plant killer used in many crops and tree operations, including wheat, corn, soy, almond, peanut, garlic, cotton, and artichokes. When ingested, paraquat affects the gastrointestinal tract, the GI tract, liver, kidney, heart, and other organs, and may be life-threatening. Pulmonary effects include pulmonary edema, fluid in the lungs within a few hours of severe exposures, with delayed damage, including pulmonary fibrosis, with death 7 to 14 days after ingestion. It also causes local skin damage, contact dermatitis, with continued contact producing reddening, blistering, abrasion, and ulceration of the skin, as well as fingernail changes. Toxicity from inhalation of this product is, however, rare. Protection of hands and keeping these compounds out of the mouth is critical to protecting workers handling these compounds. This is a quick review of pesticides. In the next chapter, we will discuss critical components of the worker protection standard as it applies to pesticide safety and training. Before we go, we'll leave you with a discussion question. Which of the compounds mentioned above are most familiar to you? Where would you go to find more information about the hazards of that compound?